USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is ramping up efforts to find coronavirus treatments and a vaccine.
We slashed red tape to develop vaccines and therapies as fast as it can possibly be done, long before anybody else was even thinking about doing this.
During a White House briefing, the president also says he's directed the FDA to remove outdated barriers to clear a path for safe and effective treatments and therapies. During that same press briefing, Surgeon General Jerome Adams has a message for everyone: donate blood.
Social distancing does not have to mean social disengagement. So give blood today. You'll feel good about it, and you'll be helping your country and your community during this crisis.
And your final numbers on Wall Street: the Dow gained 188 points to finish at 2087. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is ending her presidential campaign and also endorsing someone for president.
I'm suspending my presidential campaign and offering my full support to Vice President Joe Biden in his quest to bring our country together.
An often overlooked economic report is getting new attention this week because of the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
It shows the coronavirus pandemic clearly making the nation's unemployment lines a lot longer. The Labor Department first-time jobless claims report comes out every week, comparing week-to-week totals, and usually not many folks pay attention to it. Interestingly, though, it shows this time that 281,000 or more Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, and that is 70,000 more than the previous week. Usually, the week-to-week reports only vary by a few thousand. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many states are still hoping for more COVID-19 test kits. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has one governor who wants answers.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the Trump administration still hasn't produced enough coronavirus tests.
I have to tell you this as governor of Minnesota. I watch a news conference that tells us we have testing capacity. I am telling you we don't have testing capacity. Governors of New Mexico are telling us we don't have testing capacity. Governor of New York is telling us we don't have testing capacity. It's not out there yet.
Some college kids are bucking advice to practice social distancing amid the coronavirus pandemic and instead partying in tight quarters aboard booze cruises. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has ordered bars and nightclubs in Florida to close for 30 days as of late Tuesday. The governor has a message for everyone on spring break.
The party's over in Florida. You're not going to be able to congregate on any beach in the state. Many of the hot spots that people like to go to, whether it's Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater Beach, are closed entirely for the time being. The bars are closed, so you're not going to have a place to congregate there. So we would just tell those folks, you know, maybe come back next year when things are better, but that is not what we're looking for here in the state of Florida. Every single beach will have to abide by the CDC guidelines. No more than 10 people. You have to be socially distant.
DeSantis speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.